Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Run up to the 4th of July weekend. In one Los Angeles neighborhood, 100 firefighters battled flames sparked by active fireworks stored in a garage. Firefighter David Ortiz says it spread to several other homes.
We have one person that was injured with significant injuries, was transported in critical condition, stable but critical condition due to the seriousness of her injuries. She's in her mid-30s.
In Ukraine, one of Russia's largest drone and missile strikes of the war. Several neighborhoods on fire in Kyiv and word of multiple injuries. The bombings coming hours after President Trump held a call with Russian President Vladimir Putin. A strike by air traffic controllers in France disrupting travel at all Paris airports. Thousands of passengers rearranging plans. This is ABC News. A warning, if you've got Oscar Mayer turkey bacon on your 4th of July breakfast menu, here's ABC's Michelle Franzen.
Kraft Heinz, the parent company of Oscar Mayer, is recalling nearly 370,000 pounds of 12-ounce vacuum-packed Oscar Mayer Turkey Bacon Original due to possible listeria contamination that can lead to food poisoning. The use-by dates are July 18, 2025 to August 2nd. The USDA says the recall is a precaution and there are no confirmed reports of reactions. Consumers should return or throw out the products. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Rapper LL Cool J was supposed to headline a 4th of July concert in Philadelphia tonight, but he told his 3 million Instagram followers he couldn't do that in good faith because of the ongoing city worker strike. He says he's still in Philly in case a deal is reached, but he would not cross a picket line. Philadelphia Mayor Sherelle Parker says she respects the decision. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
At the Creative Outlet, we are grateful for the brave soldiers that have fought for the freedoms that we enjoy. We are also grateful to their families for their ultimate sacrifice of their loved ones. I would be honored to assist anyone that needs help with memory albums honoring these brave men and women. My name is Heather. I can help you find the right products, ideas, and support you in your scrapbooking journey to honor those heroes that have served our great nation. On behalf of all of the consigners and the renters at the Creative Outlet, we thank you for your military service.
You may have noticed that Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet now share the same location. We've had a few questions about it. Here's the scoop. We've combined both stores under one roof to give you more selection, better service, and one convenient stop for everything from quality furniture to great mattress deals. Court & Main focuses on custom, made-in-Wisconsin furniture, unique styles, and premium brands. A-Plus is all about everyday value, discounted mattresses, budget-friendly sets, and quick take-home options. Two names, one team, and one goal, helping you create a home you love. Got questions? Come in and ask. We're always happy to help.
Both calves and slaughter cows were steady at this past week at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. Holstein bull calves range from $9 to $13 by the pound. Beef crossbred calves, $9.50 to $14.10. Slaughter dairy cows sold from $1.03 to $1.36, with the lightweight dairy bulls, $1.40 to $1.60. We had four black crossbred steers weighing $5.75, and they sold for $3. Next feeder sale will be on Friday, July 18th. We're already receiving inquiries about what might be available for that sale. The cattle futures market stays strong, along with the fact that the cattle on hand reports that we have near record low numbers. This suggests to me that we may see the feeder market at extremely high figures this fall. Add that to the price of corn, and that will encourage feeders to put their corn into the livestock. Looks good going into fall for the cattle now that's out on grass and the fall beef calves. Contact Darren Colt or Jim for all of your livestock marketing needs. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola has been a competitive market since 1963.
You're invited to join Trinity Apostolic Faith Church at 489 South Larson in Richland Center to learn more about the basic truths found in Scripture. On Sunday mornings, school begins at 9:30 with morning worship at 11, evening worship at 5, and on Wednesdays, Bible study begins at 7. Enjoy a warm, traditional environment as you learn about Jesus. No collections are taken at the Apostolic Faith Church. For more information, call 608-647-3406 or go to apostolicfaith.org.
Consider this. On November 19, 1863, about 15,000 people gathered in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, to dedicate a piece of land where a battle had been fought and about 8,000 American soldiers had died there. The principal remarks, some 2 hours and over 13,000 words, were to be given by a great orator, Edward Everett. Some who sat in that crowd that day in Gettysburg probably believed Everett to be the most notable speaker of the day. On the other hand, Abraham Lincoln's Gettysburg Address is now considered one of the most famous and greatest speeches in American history. Regardless of how great they seem to be, it is not spiritually significant if we hear or understand them. Jesus said in John 6:63, "The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." Those are words that we need to understand. They are what will lead us to a life of victory and eventually to an eternal home in heaven. Your friends at apostolicfaith.org, thank you for considering this.
A&W. Try the Double Barbecue Bacon Crunch Burger. Back for a limited time only. Two juicy all-beef patties topped with melted American cheese, smoky bacon, tangy barbecue sauce, and crispy fried onions. It's a steakhouse burger without the steakhouse price. And then some.
Serving smiles and frosty mugs since way back when, A&W on Highway 61 in Boscobel, featuring classic tastes and timeless tradition.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop.
Hey, Truck and Tractor Pull fans, the Southwest Wisconsin Pullers hope that you can join us this summer at one of our Truck and Tractor Pull events. Thank you to these 2025 season sponsors, including Dan's Diesel Performance, O'Reilly Auto Parts, Augelli Concrete, Cardinal CG, Chasson Smoke, Julie Karen State Farm Agent, Slama Equipment, the Phoenix Center, Wisconsin River Welding, and the Lonesome Dove. Visit southwestwipullers.com to find a truck and tractor pull near you.
Summer means cookouts, vacations, and backyard ball games. But in the middle of all the fun, don't forget to call Meyer Oil and LP for your summer propane fill. Now's the time to take advantage of lower seasonal prices. If you're thinking about switching fuel providers, give Meyer Oil and LP a call. They offer reliable service, flexible delivery, and competitive pricing you can count on. Proudly serving the area at 608-524-3914. Fuel your summer the smart way.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, quite a bit of rain and thunderstorm activity has been drifting down across the area since last night. This courtesy of a warm front right across the region, producing some locally heavy rainfall. In fact, some flooding was observed overnight in Jackson County to our north, up to 5 or 6 inches of rain in a couple of spots. We expect this to gradually wind down late this morning, and it should turn out to be a hot and humid day with some sun breaking out this afternoon, so take it easy out there. On your 4th of July celebrations, be sure to drink plenty of extra water and get in the shade and air conditioning when possible. We do anticipate more sticky weather tomorrow, but rain developing by the afternoon as a cold front slides in from the west. That could bring some localized heavy rain totals again over a half inch. Things will quiet down for Sunday and Monday and then turn a little more active again by Tuesday. Otherwise, today showers and thunderstorms, some with heavy rain ending by mid-morning, turning partly cloudy, hot, and sticky this afternoon. High temperature 91 with heat indices rising to upper 90s at least. South to southwest wind 8 to 15. Clear to partly cloudy and muggy tonight, low at 72. Tomorrow, hot and humid. Clouds gradually pushing in. Thunderstorms likely by mid to late afternoon with a high of 88. South to southwest wind 10 to 18. The showers and storms ending Saturday night, low 66. And Sunday, clouds giving way to breaks of sunshine, not as hot, high at 83. Heading into Monday, a nice day with partly cloudy skies, low 61, high 82. Tuesday, mostly cloudy, 50% chance of a couple of showers and storms, Low 64, high 83. Wednesday, partly sunny, maybe a stray storm, high 82. Sunshine Thursday, high 83. Hope you have a great 4th of July. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. Currently in Richland Center, our temperature is at 68 degrees. Yesterday's high was 92. No precipitation on Thursday. The record high, 99, established in 2012. And the record low on the 4th of July, 43 in 1967. Last year's high was 79. The low, 63. Sunset will occur at 8:45 this evening. Sunrise time tomorrow, 5:27. The air is calm. Barometer at 30.08. And overnight in that storm with rain beginning around 3:30 this morning, we picked up just over 9/10, 91 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. And again, it is 68 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. Coming up in sports, we'll check out some notes from hometown and baseball last night, a game in Arena, and also a look at the Brewers' loss to the Mets. Courtesy of Hillsboro Equipment and Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, sports is coming up. Also, Mike Clemens will check in for the 4th of July, also later on.
Working outdoors often results in a great feeling afterwards, the feeling of having achieved something. Whether it's tackling fallen limbs, cutting firewood, or clearing land, Steel has a chainsaw for your next project. Find your Steel at Hillsboro Equipment, like the reliable MS-271 Farm Boss, a high-performance, high-tech chainsaw that's built to work day in and day out. Enjoy the satisfaction of a job well done with a Steel chainsaw from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport, Reedsburg.
Hometown baseball last night. Arena got back on the winning track with a 9-2 win over visiting Hollandale. The game in front of a good crowd for Independence Day weekend started quickly for the Aces as they plated 6 runs on 3 hits in the opening inning. Elijah Ault started on the mound and worked into the 9th inning with 11 strikeouts, 1 walk, and 7 hits given up. Ethan Wickman, a member of the recently crowned UW-Whitewater National Championship baseball team, came on in relief in the 9th and struck out 2 and got a ground ball out on the game's final play. Ault helped at the plate, going 3-for-5 with 3 RBI. Nate Jennings scored 3 runs, and Trey Schulte had 2 hits, 2 RBIs, and a run scored. Hollandale's Kyle Thompson was 3-for-4 with a double and 2 RBIs. Ethan James started pitching for the Rockies and suffered the loss. Aiden Fishnick, a member of the UW-Milwaukee baseball team, worked 3 innings of relief and gave up 4 hits, struck out 4, and walked 1. With the 9-2 win, Arena is now 6-2 in the Western section. They will play at Dodgeville on Sunday at 1. Hollandale fell to 4-4 with a loss. They will host Wyota on Sunday. Following the game, Elijah Ault joined us on the postgame show, and he talked about pitching on a hot night.
Warm weather keeps you warm pretty good, you know, and I don't mind throwing in the warm weather. Get a little sweat, hard work, nothing wrong with that.
I knew you wanted to go the distance, but it just didn't happen today.
Yeah, they saw who knows how many pitches, so they finally caught on there a little bit, and you know, it's nice to hand the ball off to a nice young arm in Ethan Wickman, so nice he could finish the door for us.
Yeah, he looked pretty sharp out there, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. He's a good young stud pitching at Whitewater, so fun to follow him along and get to play with him, too.
Yeah. What about hitting? You had to feel pretty good at the plate tonight, didn't you?
Yeah, finally getting there. It's been a long season, but, you know, just got to stay confident, short memory, and, you know, use your teammates to rally behind you.
How much fun is this to be able to extend? You know, you guys play together in high school. You played a lot of games. How much fun is it to still be together after all these years?
No, it's a blast. You know, we've played who knows how many games together, and just fun to show up to the ballpark every day and see familiar faces and bring back memories and, you know, just keep playing the game we love.
Got a big one in Dodgeville as well on Sunday. That's going to almost feel like a playoff game, isn't it?
Absolutely. We're getting down to that time where, you know, pitching and defense will win baseball games, so nice to get this win, build some confidence, and we'll see what happens.
Home field advantage, if you could somehow secure that in the playoffs, that would be a real good thing for the Aces, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. You know, obviously you can see tonight we got plenty of fans here, so it'd be cool to, you know, allow them not to travel so far. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, so a good win here tonight. What do you think the team has to do if they're going to make that next step, maybe win a few playoff games?
Yeah, I think, you know, just keep playing how we have been, do the little things the right way, and, you know, hustle and effort. That's what wins ball games.
Well, good job tonight. We appreciate it.
Appreciate it, Phil.
Yeah. Do you ever weigh yourself before a game and see how much weight you lose on a night like this?
I should have today, but I'm guessing 4 to 5 pounds. Wouldn't be surprised.
Elijah All joining us on the post-game show last night after Arena's victory. Games going on today on the 4th of July. Pine Bluff-Mount Horeb plays at Ridgeway, Dodgeville at Wyota, and Verona at Muscadet, all getting underway at 1 o'clock. Cross Plains at Mazamani and Sauk Prairie at Reedsburg. Casanova plays tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at Mazamani, and Sholesburg-Benton will be at Blanchardville. Last night in American Legion baseball, the Holman 17s defeated the Gaze Mills Post 308-220 Grizzlies 10-3. Earlier, the Grizzlies defeated Holman 6-3 in the opener of the doubleheader in American Legion baseball. The Mets won the battle of left-handed starters Thursday night 3-2, taking 2 out of 3 games in the series. David Peterson earned the win, and veteran Jose Quintana took the loss for the Brewers. Christian Yelich was caught stealing in the 9th inning when a call at second base was overturned on an appeal. That broke up in Milwaukee rally. Andrew Monasterio had a 7th inning home run. Here is manager Pat Murphy talking about the game.
That's why you play 162, you know, because you're going to have a game like this where, you know, home runs foul, you know, and the ground ball's just out of reach or just under your glove, and that would have been a double play. And, you know, I mean, it's a different game, but that's why you play them all. And you just, you know, we didn't score more runs than them. We didn't get the timely hit when we needed it. And, yeah, a couple calls went against us, and it's part of it.
Here's a little more on the contest and the loss from the manager of the Brewers.
I always disappointed when we lose, and especially when it comes down to inches here or there, or comes down to pitches, or comes down to, you know, a close call or whatever. I mean, it seems like, yeah, sometimes you got to just win by more than that.
Milwaukee will open up a series in Miami tonight with Quinn Priester taking the mound. Brewer pitcher Brandon Woodruff is scheduled to make his long-awaited return to the majors this weekend in Miami. The 2-time All-Star planned to throw in the bullpen on Thursday. He is lined up to start Sunday against the Marlins in the finale of a 3-game series. Woodruff hasn't pitched in the big league since undergoing shoulder surgery after the 2023 season. He's 46-26 with a 3.10 ERA in 115 career starts and 15 relief appearances. Elsewhere in baseball yesterday in the National League, it was San Francisco over Arizona, 7-2. The American League saw Toronto beat the Yankees, 8-5. Kansas City, 3-2 over Seattle. Interleague play, Miami, 4-1 over Minnesota. Colorado, 7. Houston, 6. Washington, 11-7 over Detroit. The Angels, 5. Atlanta, 1. The Cubs edge Cleveland, 1-0. And the Dodgers over the White Sox by a score of 6-2. One battle coming up in Packers training camp later this month centers on the third-string quarterback. Sean Clifford has held the overlook position since he was drafted, but that may be changing. Canadian signal caller Taylor Elgersman started impressing coaches quickly during the rookie minicamp. Green Bay has to make its mind quickly because other NFL teams like the Buffalo Bills want to get a closer look. The winner of that competition would back up Jordan Love and Malik Willis. Former Badger center Stephen Kroll has signed an agreement with the NBA's Utah Jazz. Kroll played four seasons for coach Greg Gard, helping Wisconsin win a 2022 Big Ten regular season title. He averaged just under 10 points and about 5.5 rebounds per game. Kroll joins two other former Badgers, John Tanjay and Micah Potter, on the Jazz. And also, ESPN has released its latest preseason poll, which shows the Badgers rated 20th. That's the same as the last poll a month ago. The way the team's rotation will shake out will become clearer in the coming weeks. Coach Greg Gard has rebuilt his roster with the additions of guard Nick Boyd, wing Andrew Rohde, forward Austin Rapp, guard Braden Carrington, and also Carrington and Gray are expected to be bench players for the Badgers. I am Phil Nee. That's an update courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters and our WRCO Sports sponsors. Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008. We named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchens nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information. Mike Clemens joins us on WRCO. Happy 4th of July, my friend.
Happy 4th of July to you, Phil.
It's been a busy Wisconsin sports week, hasn't it?
Well, man, Tuesday was crazy. I mean, my phone just wouldn't stop. And it started with, we're into the start of the NBA's basketball's free agency period, legal tampering, as they call it, where you can start the negotiations, and then a few days later, then they'll be actually signing the players. But the first thing was, and I played back this segment that on ESPN, and I don't mean to, you know, downplay or criticize the guys that are at the network level, but like this Brian Windhorst is the NBA insider. By the way, do you know he works out of Omaha, Nebraska?
I did not know.
Yeah, I found that out. His wife has got a job there, so he's kind of out of Nebraska, but he's doing those network shots. They're sitting around the panel, and they're talking about these other deals that could be going down. You know, probably the biggest deal in the last couple of weeks in the NBA is the Kevin Durant trade, where, you know, he's on his fifth or sixth team in his career. But it all says, okay, well, breaking news, all right. So center Miles Turner from the Pacers, who went all the way to the NBA Finals this year, is going to the Milwaukee Bucks. He's being signed in free agency, and their jaws drop because, like, the Bucks are locked up. They're out of salary cap space. They're out of draft picks. How can they sign one of the top free agents that's, you know, on the board this year? And how are the Pacers letting this happen? And then the details come in: 4-year deal worth $107 million to get this 29-year-old Turner. Because now the night before, Brooke Lopez, 37-year-old center for the Bucks, who had, you know, was there as part of the championship team. It was announced that he is going to move out to L.A. That's his hometown, actually, is Los Angeles. And he signed a 2-year deal, I think $18 million he got for to finish out his career with the Clippers. Okay, fine. So, you know, the Bucks had that need at center. But how can they pull this off? And for a half hour, they're just like, you know, have our phones been hacked? You know, how is this happening? And then all of a sudden, here comes the next one. The Bucks waive Damian Lillard. Like, what? How do they do that? Well, listen, boys, you know, read that collective bargaining agreement sometime. Page 15, third paragraph down, and it talks about that a team has the ability to, if, you know, they waive the player but they pay him in full, they can stretch the contract. And so that's what they're going to do. The Bucks owe him $113 million. They're going to pay him $22.5 million over the next 5 years. So, while, and for Damian Lillard, well, look, he's got to come back from a torn Achilles anyway. He's got about a year of rehabilitation that he's looking at. But that way, now they can, you know, get, they can solve their problem at center, get a younger player like that to replace Brooke Lopez. And at the same time, you know, they're going to be paid. That's going to be dead cap money for them, but at least they were able to pull off that move. I mean, it was stunning. It was stunning. It was a little, small little, portion of this in the CBA. And then they had to make other moves, too. They traded Pat Connaughton out to the Hornets, and that got them an extra million or two underneath the salary cap. And then they picked up a guy from the Orlando Magic, this Gary Harris, an 11-year NBA veteran, who can be one of their guards to back up. There's still, people are saying, well, you still really haven't replaced the great accurate shooting of Damian Lillard, but I guess they're hoping that like a Gary Trent Jr. or Kevin Porter, some of these other guys can step it up. And those guys all got signed to 2-year deals where the second year is a player option. So essentially, Phil, John Horst rebuilt the roster around Giannis for the next year because, Giannis is under a 2-year deal, but at least they got them through the next year, and then they'll figure out what they'll do after that.
Giannis came out with a statement saying, or I don't know if he came out with a statement, somebody messaged that he was not happy with, Dame being cut, but maybe he had to say that? I mean, how do you look at that?
Yeah, that was one of the NBA insiders. Chris Hyland is his name, I think. And he seems to have contact with some of these agents or players. And when I saw that, do you remember when they traded for Damian Lillard?
Oh, yeah, it was big news. I mean, we were really happy.
They gave a Drew Holiday, one of his teammates from the championship team, out to the Portland Trailblazers, who then flipped him to the Celtics, right? Giannis wasn't happy about that either. Mm-hmm. But guess what? I'm convinced that John Horst said, hey, Giannis, what do you think of this? How about if we brought you Damian Lillard? Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, he's a good player, sure, yeah. I mean, he's saying that publicly. So he's said that before.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry to see these guys go, I'm sure that these moves, he may have even nudged Miles Turner to take that deal and leave the Pacers and come to Milwaukee and be a part of the team. So, that I don't really buy into. I've even got, Dan Schaefer is one of our political reporters for our station's network across the state. He's out of Madison. And he was looking up the records that Brooke Lopez had set in his 7 years with the Bucks, including like second most block shots ever behind Giannis for career. And Dan posted a little thing, said, hey, Brooke Lopez, maybe retired number. And Giannis retweeted that and said, 1,000%.
That's really cool.
So that's the funny part, Phil, because when you talk to some of these players, you hear them up there, oh, yeah, we don't pay any attention to what you people are saying in the media, the white noise and all that kind of stuff. Really? Well, here he tweets a political reporter's, comment suggesting maybe you retire Brooke Lopez's number, say, oh, yeah, 1,000%. So he's watching everything, right? Mm-hmm. He's watching everything.
Right. Maybe does that kind of quell all of the talk about Giannis going on a trade somewhere then, or what do you think?
My take on this is, this is Giannis's leverage. I mean, even though he's a, $50 million a year basketball player, this is his leverage. He puts the lean on these guys to say, do what you can do. So they have. I mean, look at the money. You got Jimmy Haslam, who's paying all that money for that quarterback when he's also the owner of the Cleveland Browns, and Wes Edens spending, $22.5 million a year for the next 5 years for a player that's no longer on the team. So they're spending money like crazy. They had to give up another couple of second-round draft picks from the year 2030 and 2031 to, get under the cap. They're like out of draft picks, and they're pushing money down the road, and it's getting to be very pricey to keep Giannis happy. But this team is like, one thing I think it was very clear from Jim Ozarski, who's a beat reporter on covering the Bucks for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, is these owners know how much marketing value Giannis Antetokounmpo has for the Bucks. There was just a recent report out, I think we talked about this last Friday, where in terms of the NBA audience, the younger demos, the teens, people in their 20s, the number one player for them is Giannis. In terms of things that they buy, jerseys, all those kinds of things, they're not going to let this guy go. They're not the Bucks owners right now are in no mood to have attendance dropped off to 8,000 a night.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right?
They've got a new hotel going up there, other structures, the ones they want to support in the Deer District, and that's what it's exactly what would happen. He's the superstar. He's the one that people come out to, not only in Milwaukee, but when they're on the road. By the same token, there's got to be two or three other of these NBA teams owned by crazy competitive billionaires, and their general managers say, hey, you know, the Bucks aren't going to let them go. Everybody's got a price. You call around, find out what it would take to get Giannis here to the Hornets or the Wizards or, you know, something like that, because I want to fill, you know, put people in those seats, and that guy would draw for us. So there's so those GMs making those calls around, that's when the agents find out about that, and then you talk to these, you know, reporters, and they say, so what's the word on the street? Everybody's trying to see what deal there could be for Giannis. So I think that's it. Giannis, that's his leverage to make sure that the Bucks are doing absolutely everything they can to put the best team around him, to do what they can to win. But at the end of the day, you know, I think he truly is not interested in being in a big market. He loves his life and his family's life in Milwaukee right now. Let's figure out how to get back to the finals.
Yeah, and finally, we haven't even talked about the Brewers, but they did lose to the struggling Mets this past series.
Yeah, really struggling. I mean, the Mets, who's one of the highest paid payrolls in baseball coming into this series, I think they had only won 3 of their last 17 games. But they managed to get a grand slam off of Jacob Mizorowski, the 23-year-old fastball pitcher for the Brewers, you know, 100-mile-an-hour pitches, and they won on Wednesday night. They had that doubleheader because of rain the other day. So the Brewers won the first one. Then the Mets came back and won the second one, 7-2. Then last night looked more like kind of like a playoff game, and Jose Quintana, who used to be a Met before the Brewers picked him up in the offseason, was on the mound, and he gave up an RBI single to Juan Soto, the guy that the Mets are paying the $765 million.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
It's about what you make, isn't it?
Oh, you know, that's like the, you know, the budget of the state of Wisconsin or something. I mean, it's just crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway, he, you know, drove in a go-ahead run last night. Brewers losing that one 3-2 and end up losing the series. So tonight they're in Miami against the Marlins. And then Monday, that should be another real good test, because the Brewers will be back home, but against the Los Angeles Dodgers, one of the best teams in baseball.
Mm-hmm. Certainly the best paid, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Mike. Happy 4th. Thanks for joining us, man.
Thanks, Phil. Take care.
You bet. Mike Clemens joining us for WRCO Sports on this Friday morning.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. We've heard this for decades now, but what does that really mean? It's much more than a tagline or a catchy jingle. It's the very fiber of our existence. Being like a good neighbor is not about competing with the other guys. It's about being different, distancing ourselves from the constant categories of cheap and quick, because what we do deserves more. Who we serve deserves more. At Julie Karen State Farm, we serve our customers and community with pride and privilege. For that, we are forever grateful. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All American, helping make all of your jobs easier. Visit All American Do It Centers in Tolma, Sparta, and Richland Center. Stafford Funeral Home, families will find that they are willing to work with them to provide services from the traditional to completely personalized. And Bob at Chitwood Electric, providing sales and service of electric motors and Schaefer barn fans, plus electric motor rewinding and repair.
L&M Salvage is buying all types of aluminum, steel, copper, and brass. They buy farm machinery, cars, trucks, tractors, and auto batteries. If you need a hydraulic hose, they can make that for you. Looking for a part for your automobile or farm machinery? Give them a call at 647-3490 or stop by and see them on County Highway Y off of Highway 80, Richland Center. Serving you for over 53 years, where nobody is a stranger, just a friend they haven't met. At L&M Salvage.
Good morning from WRCO. It's 70 degrees now, and we are getting set for the many things going on in southwest Wisconsin. Looks like everything is a go at the community celebrations, and I'm going to be stepping off with the parade in Lone Rock at 11 o'clock today, 1 o'clock before the parade in Boscobel, and it's going to be all right weather for it. Yeah, it's going to be typical 4th of July weather, that's for sure. It appears the rain has now gone by. Cloudy skies through the morning, maybe some sun a little bit later on today. Fresh from the Country is sponsored by Julie Karen State Farm Insurance. This song has done well, climbing up now to number 5 on the survey this week for Josh Ross.
I know I shouldn't say what's up. I heard you went and met someone. But I got a little cold beer buzz and he ain't here right now. I bet you if I took your hand and we had a neon night slow dance, you'd be getting to forgetting all about him. And you'd be walking out of here without him.
This week on the Country Airplay Survey, Josh Ross and Single Again. Fresh from the Country, sponsored by Julie Karen, says we take a look at some of the hot tunes and some brand new ones as well during the weeks. And we'll lead toward a number one tune just before 9 o'clock today as well. Corey Kent continues to shine with this one, a former number one at number 4 this week with This Heart.
Second wind, turning these doubles into nothing, trying to drown something burning down in my chest. It's beating me black and blue, like only goodbye will do. Wish I could just drop it, but I got a problem, and it ain't even you. No, it ain't even you. Damn this heart and everything that comes with it. Damn this missing you, living that feeling. This heart, but damn this heart. It's like you don't understand. We're as done as we've ever been.
record for Corey Kent on WRCO. That's called This Heart. Fresh from the country, sponsored by Julie Karen State Farm Insurance.
Like you, State Farm agents are small business owners. They understand this isn't just what you do, it's who you are. With that knowledge comes a deep appreciation of what it takes to get a business going and keep it going, and how your insurance and financial needs change as your business evolves. We believe every small business has big possibilities, as long as you know how to plan, protect, and prepare for the risks that can get in the way. So let's take a look at some ways we can help you do that. Call, text, or stop by Julie Karen State Farm in downtown Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The Muscadet Mudcats hometown baseball team would like to say thank you to their sponsors for this year. They include Community First Bank, Meister Cheese, Subway of Richland Center, Goplet Insurance of Richland Center, Royal Bank, Hawkers Sportsman's, Wilkinson Auction Services, Walsh's Ace, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, and Foggy Bottom North. Join the Muscadet Mudcats for home games all season long at Pickering Park in Muscadet. Again, thanks to the sponsors that make local baseball possible in Muscadet.
Attention veterans, active service duty members, and eligible spouses. Did you know you could own a home with no down payment? VA loans, backed by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, are a powerful benefit designed just for you. With no private mortgage insurance and competitive interest rates, a VA loan can help you achieve your home ownership dreams. Call the Schultz Mortgage Team today at 738-8765 to see if you qualify. We're honored to serve those who have served us. The Schultz Mortgage Team. Helping heroes find their way home.
Do you realize that Richland Center is one of the few cities in Wisconsin to have an outdoor theater, roller rink, bowling alley, book, and record store? While visiting Richland Center, make sure you stop at Mastodon Records, located at Okooch Books and Libations. They have new vinyl, used vinyl, collectible and keepsake records, and can special order. Maybe you no longer own a turntable. Mastodon Records can hook you up. Stop by Mastodon Records in downtown Richland Center at Okooch Books and Libations to start your record year. Happy 4th. Yeah, we have a trivia question for you. The winning answer wins delicious cookies from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center, home of Kenny the Wannabe Baker. He's down there signing autographs every once in a while. But anyway, here is the trivia question for the 4th. Which founding father opted for air baths instead of taking a regular bath? Which founding father opted for air baths instead of the regular bath? Was it A, John Adams? Was it B, George Washington? Could it be C, Ben Franklin? Or D, Thomas Jefferson? 608-647-4155. The winner takes the cookies. Here's an up-and-coming song, which is a good one for the 4th of July. Scotty McCreary featuring Hootie and the Blowfish.
Everybody's got a summer that they can't forget. They hold on to and go back to. Your mind's on the Carolina coast, still burning in my mind like a red sunset. Chasing embers till September, what I remember most. Bottle rockets in the sky, bare feet in the sand, bonfire in her eyes, cold beer in a can, moonlight on the waves, her kiss in the dark, the smile on her face when she made me break out of my guitar and play. Wrapped up in mine, can still hear her laughing, see her dancing. You're making more than that sundress bed. Now who says you can't go back in time? Yeah, when that song it comes on, I'm on rewind and I'm 17 again. Bottle rockets in the sky.
Hold my hand.
song called Bottle Rockets, up and coming this week for Scotty McCreery and Hootie and the Blowfish. Congratulations to Marilyn Peckham. Nice job. The founding father who opted for air baths instead of a regular bath was Benjamin Franklin. So there you go. Now you know the rest of the story. Ben Franklin didn't avoid all types of bathing. It says he did champion the practice of air bathing, though. He would sit naked in a room with open windows for extended periods of time to invigorate himself, believing it a healthier alternative to cold water immersion. He also mentioned using baths as treatment for psoriasis, a skin condition. So the air bath would help that as well, at least he thought so. So, well, there you go. I'm guessing some of those, when they all got together, you know, the Continental Congress, and some of those, probably some stinky rooms back then. But again, they didn't know any different. They didn't have right guard and left guard and, you know, secret and brute and axe and all those things, you know. But nonetheless, that's it for trivia. Way to go, Marilyn. She wins some cookies from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe.
Door. Chickens on the rooftop, hickory on the floor. Oh, down a little dirt road out here, somewhere where the sunshine shines, where you can let your hair down. I can ride some squares around our own little fresh patch of beans, or I can run my bird dogs, cut the grass with my shirt off, swimming in old pair of jeans. And baby, I won't live in a country house, in a country house with you. I want a stove full of wood and coal on a hill with a heavenly view, where the days are longer and our love gets stronger and the grass is a little bit blue. Cutting wood for the winter, love it out in the middle of the country, in a country house with you. Like my daddy did, like his daddy did, oh. Drying all our clothes in the fresh air. We'll go down by the creek, just sit there. You can let your hair down. I can ride some squares around our own little fresh patch of beans. Or I can run my bird dogs, cut the grass with my shirt off, swimming in old pair of jeans. And baby, I wanna live in a country house, in a country house with you. I want a stove full of wood and coal on a hill with a heavenly view, where the days are longer and our love gets stronger and the grass is a little bit blue. Cutting wood for the winter, love it out in the middle of the country, in a country house with you.
Sam Hunt, WRCO, number 3 record this week. Our Fresh in the Country get-together is sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe and by Julie Karen State Farm Insurance. Thanks for joining us.
Hello, this is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Looking for a sweet treat or a delicious lunch, stop into Christie's.
Kaylee, Andrea, Jan, or Sue will be happy to serve you. Our summer hours
are Tuesday through Friday, 8 to 4, and Saturday, 8 to 2.
Christy Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
As business owners, our community is more than just a location, it is home. At Julie Karen State Farm, we're proud to serve and grow alongside the people who make this place so special, supporting local dreams, building authentic connections, and thriving together. Supporting our community, and in return, our community believing in us, is an investment in one another. Having insurance is not the same as having State Farm. We provide more than just coverage, we provide confidence. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The Bosque Bell Firemen invite you to the July 4th celebration. The 4th kicks off with a firecracker run. Registration is at 7:30. The run starts at 8 a.m. Don't miss the giant street parade. Registration at the fire station from 10 to noon, and the parade steps off at 1 p.m. Enjoy burgers, brats, pulled pork, and more. Bounce houses at Cronsage Park from 1:30 to 7. Enjoy music with Country Fried from 3 to 7 and Willie and Hank's Kids Fire Training at the tennis courts from 7 to 9 p.m. The night will conclude with an awesome fireworks display at dusk. No admission charge, but donations would be greatly appreciated, and absolutely no carry-ins. Call Kurt for parade pre-registration at 319-6769. The Bosque Bell Firemen's July 4th celebration this Friday in Bosque Bell. Don't miss it!
Oh, we'll have a live morning show this morning as well. Well, you know, lively, that's for sure. But in studio guests coming up, we'll talk about one of our favorite places to go, Casanova. That's a little bit later on in the morning show get together. This song number two this week on the survey from Morgan Wallen.
I ain't saying that I always sleep alone. I ain't saying that I ain't met no one else. Done a little bit of midnight moving on. And I ain't saying when I do that it don't help. Leave with someone I don't know her name. Pull her real close, but I leave some space. Yeah, I can forget you, girl, for good. Even though I should, I never let my heart go all the way. Every time I try, I just hit the brakes. And there's always a couple trying to take your place. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. You wake up wanting me out of the blue. You lay down needing what I used to do. Every now and then I go get a taste. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. Just in case. Always take it to the edge, then I back it up. They don't know I got a reason for acting up. I ain't felt a damn thing, baby, after us. Yeah, I'm just hoping you'll come back to us. That's wishful thinking, baby, honestly. But I know you ain't forgotten me. So I never let my heart go all the way. Every time I try, I just hit the brakes. And there's always a couple trying to take your place. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. You wake up wanting me out of the blue. You lay down needing what I used to do. Every now and then I go get a taste. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. Just in case. Leave with someone I don't know her name. Pull her real close, but I leave some space. Yeah, I could have three words on my tongue, but I won't ever say them, cause I never let my heart go all the way. Every time I try, I just hit the brakes. And there's always a couple trying to take your place. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. You wake up wanting me out of the blue. You lay down needing what I used to do. Every now and then I go get a taste. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. Just in case.
There you go. Fresh on the country, WRCO, Morgan Wallen at number two, and a young lady that's been touring as an opening act during Morgan Wallen's summer tour. Ella Langley has the number one tune this week.
Wouldn't paint me as a heartbreaker, but I've said a few goodbyes.
This week, Ella Langley, fresh from the country, sponsored by Julie Karen State Farm Insurance.
Happy trails to you until we meet again.
This is Phil Nee, and I hope all your trails are happy. Until we talk again later, we'll have a guest in the morning show studios next hour following ABC News, which is sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, continuing the long tradition of caring service to area families, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games. We're at 71 degrees at 9 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump eager to celebrate the passage of his big spending bill on this 4th of July. There will be a signing ceremony at the White House today that includes military flyovers. On the tarmac next to Air Force One last night, the president